The state of Texas could soon become the 10th state to call for a new constitutional convention to limit the power of the federal government. It's a top priority of Republican Governor Greg Abbott. From Here and Now contributor Houston Public Media, Andrew Schneider reports.
When Texas Governor Greg Abbott took the stage to deliver his State of the State message in January, people expected him to call for a constitutional convention. He'd already spent much of the previous year doing so, both in speeches and in print. But this time, Abbott went one step further.
Senator Birdwell and Representative Phil King, you know as well as I do that the future of America cannot wait for tomorrow. So I am declaring this an emergency item today.
The two men Abbott singled out had already filed legislation for a so-called convention of states. They want Texas to join other states and pass amendments to the U.S. Constitution that, among other things, would require a balanced federal budget and impose term limits on members of Congress. The Texas Senate has already approved the measures on a party-line vote, and they're favored to pass the House as well. Then what? Charles Rocky Rhodes teaches constitutional law at South Texas College of Law, Houston.
The United States Constitution provides that on application by two-thirds of the state legislatures, which would be 34 states right now, that Congress is to call a convention to propose amendments that then are going to have to be ratified by three-fourths of the states in order to go into effect.
Rhodes says the only precedent for such a convention is the one called in 1787.
When they were only supposed to propose specific amendments to the Articles of Confederation, which was the then governing federal document for the United States of America. And they went way beyond their mission and proposed an entirely new constitution that was then ratified and became, you know, the constitution that we operate under today.
The possibility of something like that happening has conservatives like Barbara Harless, co-founder of the North Texas Citizens Lobby, afraid special interests could hijack a convention.
What if a real Article 5 convention proposed amendments with unintended consequences that actually increased federal powers and did not restrict them?
That's Harless testifying against the convention measures when they came up before the Senate State Affairs Committee. Like Governor Abbott, she's convinced the federal government is running amok. But she thinks nothing, even the threat of jail time like Texas's legislation mandates, would guarantee delegates would carry out their state's wishes.
People often ask me, well, Barbara, you know, you just want to sit around and do nothing. We want to do something. Well, drilling the holes in the bottom of the Titanic to let the water out is doing something, but you're going to sink the boat.
The Texas legislature meets only 140 days every 2 years, and it's already more than halfway through the current session. The state is facing a number of serious fiscal challenges. It's grappling with depleted revenues after years of low oil prices, as well as the need to overhaul its method for financing public education. So why make calling for a constitutional convention a top priority? Cal Gilson teaches political science at Southern Methodist University.
I think that the fact that Republicans dominate the national government and two-thirds of the state governments is taken to be exactly the right time to lock in some of the conservative preferences, because they will not always control as much of government in the United States as they do today.
The Texas legislature and the nine states that have already called for a convention have all used model language from an organization called Citizens for Self-Governance. The Austin-based political group is led by Mark Meckler, a co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. The group did not respond to a request for an interview. For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.